صلی اللہ سبحان اللہ صلی اللہ سبحان اللہ صلی اللہ.
This year Maulana Muhammad Kara took a look at a very interesting animal, and that is the cattle. Allah has by his infinite wisdom entitled a chapter of the Quran, and by the way it is the longest chapter, with the name Al-Baqarah or the cow, and it refers to an incident between Musa alayhi salam and the Israelites over a cow which they were commanded to sacrifice in order to make known the murder of a slain man. Allah says,
wa idh qala Musa li qawmihi inna Allah ya'murukum an tadhbahu baqara qalu atattakhidhuna hulwa qala a'udhu billahi an akuna min al-jahilin.
Now for today's discussion, Maulana Kara spoke to Brother Abdullah, a cattle farmer for many years. Now when it comes to cattle, it is important for us to know what makes a cow qurbani compliant.
Abdullah, talking about the qurbani compliant cow, how would you define, and would you like to maybe explain to us a qurbani compliant cow?
Today, Maulana, the problem today is it's all about money.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you know, I've went a couple of times to places to view cattle, and what happens is that you see many of the cattle that have been slaughtered for qurbani are not qurbani compliant.
Yeah.
I had an experience myself where one place I went and there was a last bull that was left, so the man told me, and he didn't know who I am, and I mean, me as a person that know about cattle,
yeah,
when I asked him how much is it, he said, no, very young animal, and I could see already this bull was already over 12, 13 years, because they got a mark on the side where it gives the date, the year date. So now, when I asked him, I said, but this bull's horns are broken,
yeah,
and they haven't got proper, how can you make qurbani? So he walked away. So people must be aware that the thing is, you get natural poll. Poll means cows without horns that are born without horns.
Mm.
When they grow up, the horns do not grow. Those animals you can make qurbani with. But 90% of the animals grow horns. So what happens, a lot of the farmers burn the horns between 6 weeks and 6 months. They burn the horns of the calves so the horns doesn't grow, so they don't hurt one another in a crawl. That is why we have to be careful if we buy cattle that they must have horns, because it's something that we are answerable for.
Gee.
Number two is, if you want to make sure, a lot of young animals that are underage are slaughtered. You know, sometimes you see the teeth when like how our children got milk teeth.
Yeah.
Cows also have milk teeth. When they come to between 22 months, 24 months, they start from 18 months, sorry, from 18 months, they start to cut their teeth. When they become a full 2 years, then you'll have two big teeth that will show you that, no, this is a 2 year old. Some animals, we must be careful. Some animals cut their teeth earlier than others. Others cut their teeth later as well. So we must be careful on that. So if others, you know, we do our homework. The person who's selling the animal must ask the farmer, listen here, I need 2 year and old animals because it is for our religious purposes.
He pleaded with the traders that they know the rules and regulations and should therefore sell the right animals to the customers.
A lot of our traders that are selling animals must be aware that the thing is, sell the right animals to the people, sell the right animals so that the person can be happy, because a lot of our city people do not know about all this thing.
Yeah.
But our traders, they know about it. So the thing is, they are responsible for selling the type of animal they sell to the people.
Okay.
Cattle have many different breeds, and we should learn and understand the difference.
Brother Abdullah, there's so many cattle breeds in the world today. Would you like to maybe explain to us what are some of the common breeds in South Africa, those that are suitable for the purchase of qurbani?
Maulana, you've got about 25 to 30 breeds that are registered with the Stud Association of Cattle. And the common breeds are like Simmentaler, Bonsmara, Brahman, we've got the white Brahman, the red Brahman, we've got Sussex, we've got Angus, Limousin, there's too many to name. And we've got the indigenous breed like the Nguni, which is a common animal mostly in the rural areas. And most of the farmers are breeding for meat, where they crossbreed the animals. And animals suitable for qurbani depends on every individual, what that person likes. But the best breed to feed for qurbani or to buy for qurbani is Angus. That I will put number one.
Okay.
Wagyu is too expensive for us.
Yeah.
For the normal you know, salary earning person.
Yeah.
And we can choose, you know, a person can go to different places and see the different cattle that you drive. When you drive from one place to another, you'll see all different types of cattle, different colors.
Now, sometimes cattle are fed in feedlots, but the natural grazing cattle can also be found. We understand from this, what is the difference this makes?
Cattle grazing, let me first tell you about the cattle grazing on land.
Yeah.
Your cost is not as much as feeding cattle in a feedlot. The grass is what you got that the cows eat. And what happens is that put cattle on pastures, it takes a longer while to get them fed. And you have to give them supplements like, you know, salt licks. In winter, you give them a winter lick so that they can eat all the grass that is like dry grass and like things like that. And what happens with pasture is if you slaughter an animal direct from the pasture, the fat will be yellow. And in the feedlot, your cost is very high. At the moment, our costing for feeding cattle in a feedlot is extremely, extremely expensive because feed is not readily available. And you have to use other alternatives, and everything has become so expensive, especially the concentrate that you use in the feed. And it costs you something like 3 rand to 3 rand 20 a kilo per feed. And an animal, average animal that eats in a feedlot will eat about, say, a 300 kilo ox will eat about 9 to 10 kilos of feed.
Okay.
Which will cost you 30 rand a day. So it becomes very expensive to feed in a feedlot.
Okay. Another feedlots which take less time to fatten up cows produce more meat quickly than grazing. And if yes, would it be advisable to feedlot the Qurbani animal just a few days before slaughter?
That is not advisable because what happens is when you take an animal out of pasture and put it in a feedlot,
yeah,
it takes between 7 days and 7 to 14 days for the animal to adapt to the new feed. So what happens in that 7 to 14 days, what happens is that they lose approximately between 6 to 8% of their body weight till they adapt to the feed. So you can't feed before a few days before time. You will lose, if you buy an ox, say for example 500 kilos, and you want to take it home for say 14 days.
Okay.
This cow is, by the time Qurbani time has come, it's going to weigh 460. You're going to lose about 30 to 40 kilos.
Oh, it's a lot.
And what happens is, if you buy a cow, say if you buy a cattle from a feedlot, and if you get the person that you buy the cow from the feedlot, and you give that cow the same food, then you won't have so much of weight loss. And stress plays a very important part of the weight loss for cattle.
Okay. Now, Abdullah, many beef producers believe that grain feeding is the only way to get well marbled meat. What is your views on this?
That is true. Because the thing is, because they are confined into a small a space, and they are forced to eat the grain that you feed them.
Yeah.
And what happens is, if the animal eats in a feedlot, it starts getting fat. And if you go, say for example, a normal feedlot will feed the cattle between 110 and 120 days from start to slaughter. But if you take the cattle to 150, 180 days, which some people do, then you get that marbling fat that comes in between the meat.
Okay, okay. Any health problems associated with feedlot cattle?
Feedlot cattle, the most common problem is you have lung diseases for feedlot cattle because of the confined space, the dust, and because of the feed that you give, sometimes the cattle is fine. So what happens is it affects their lungs. But there is vaccinations and there is injections that can be given, medication that can be given to help take the cattle through.
Okay.
Sallallahu Subhanallah, Sallallahu Subhanallah, Sallallahu.